The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. I saw an amusing little cartoon not so long ago that I'll try to describe to you. It was entitled, "Games You Can't Lose." Okay? And picture this. It was images of little pencil and paper games that were so ridiculously oversimplified that it was comical, right? For example, find your way through the maze. And it's like, you know, like a straight line, straight across the page. Or connect the dots. And there's like two dots on the whole page. Or find the hidden elephant. Right? And there's like this living room with an elephant sitting on a couch. Games you can't lose. And of course, the humor is, you know, why would anybody play a game you can't lose? What's the point? Well, it got me thinking that in recent decades, many people in our church have tried to turn the Catholic faith into a game you can't lose. I mean, all the challenges seem to have been filtered out, fasting before Mass, now it's just an hour, and, you know, all the holy days, they all get moved on to Sundays because, you know, we don't want to inconvenience anybody, and everything's okay, and nothing's a sin. And when it's all over, everybody goes to heaven. Game you can't lose. Is it any surprise that people leave such a faith? Is it any surprise that nobody wants to play a game you can't lose? Because consider this, in your heart of hearts, you know you want to be challenged more than you want to have it easy. We know there's something wrong with us deep down inside. We know that God is very, very great and that we're not quite ready yet. We want to be challenged. And that's why, you know, it's very important that we remember that our Catholic faith is not a game you can't lose. You very well can lose it. Everything hangs in the balance. End your life in unrepentant mortal sin and you lose everything. And you only get one trip through this place. That's why St. Paul speaks the way he speaks in the first reading to the Corinthians. He's warning them. Take serious sin very seriously. Paul is beside himself that there is a man in an invalid marriage who's living in Corinth, and nobody is saying a word to him. And Paul says, listen, say something to him. Don't let this guy go before the judgment seat of God in this condition. Jesus once said, blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs. Well, you want a little bit of old-fashioned Catholic faith here? One forgotten expression of mercy is to admonish the sinner. It was once known as fraternal correction. Now, St. Paul, speaking in the name of the entire church, says, take this man out of your midst. And those are the ancient biblical roots of what we now call excommunication. Excommunication is not telling somebody they're going to hell. It's not telling somebody they're a bad person. It's a warning. It's actually given in deepest love. The path you're on will destroy your soul if you don't change your ways, and your actions are hurting
other people. Excommunication is a terrible, terrible burden for a diocesan bishop to bear. But for you and me, fraternal correction is not quite so dramatic. What do you do? Well, I would say the first thing you do is choose your battles. Don't run around thinking that God is now calling you to go and correct everything that everybody's doing. There's no virtue in being a critic. Everybody hates that. Choose your battles. Pray about it. Ask yourself, you know, is this worth a fight? And if it is, then say as simply and as gently and as clearly as you possibly can, what you're doing is wrong. You got to change. Doesn't matter whether you have the most perfect words in the world, just best you can. We have a false idea in our time that love means I approve of everything that you do, and that the gospel means that I'm not supposed to challenge you ever. All I'm ever supposed to do is accompany you and comfort you. And that's not the gospel. When you correct somebody, please expect it to go badly. The humblest people you've ever met, the humblest people you know in your entire life, when they're corrected, they'll be silent. Pretty much everybody else will take it badly. And they'll call you names, they'll say you're judgmental, they'll say you're unchristlike, none of which is true, of course. And remember this, when you don't say something, when you try to falsely hold the hand of somebody who's walking down a sinful path, and you just don't say a word, the only one you're watching out for is yourself. It's not love at all. It's selfishness. It was G.K. Chesterton who once said, if something's worth doing, it's worth doing badly. And no matter how you try to correct somebody, it's going to feel like you're doing it badly. So brace yourself for it. But this is a forgotten strength of our Catholic faith. It's tough love. But love and true love nonetheless. Let's all just try to remember that life is not a game you can't lose. Jesus once said, blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs. And I've often said, that's your ticket to heaven. Let's just not forget sometimes that that ticket has a price tag. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to be strong. St. Peter Claver, pray for us.